This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for August 3, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
Commission on Audit Auditor Roderick Wamil was the day's sole sworn witness. His direct examination focused on the Office of the Vice President's confidential fund records for the fourth quarter of 2022, and it remained unfinished when the court stopped for the day.
Wamil described a compliance post-audit under Joint Circular 2015-01. He testified that the Office of the Vice President's Plan and Initial Accomplishment Report did not identify the specific confidential activities for which the funds were used.
Wamil said a revised report listed activities, but he viewed 40 million pesos in medical and food aid and 10 million pesos in incentives or travel as outside the circular's allowable confidential expenses. He also said reward payments lacked documents linking them to successful information gathering or surveillance.
The defense declined to stipulate to all 845 acknowledgement receipts. It disputed their provenance and count, described Wamil's table as an unsigned personal printout, and reserved the right to test the table's accuracy and individual receipts on cross-examination.
The court allowed Wamil to testify from a summary under the rule for voluminous records without settling the defense's accuracy challenges. It separately limited him to explaining his audit evaluation, not offering expert conclusions about confidentiality, regularity, or violations of Republic Act 3019.
Wamil's unsigned summary showed 125.15 million pesos in expenses. He said some receipts were dated in December 2023, and that the total was 150,000 pesos above the 125 million pesos shown in the accomplishment report. Those figures remained open to defense testing.
Wamil said identifying payment recipients was outside his audit scope. He also had no particular observation on several selected receipts for purchases of information because that purpose was allowed, and he lacked personal knowledge of events after the notice of suspension.
The prosecution briefly began the first quarter of 2023 before the court stopped the unfinished direct examination. Cross-examination had not begun, and Wamil was ordered to return on August 4th under the same oath.
The episode page links each substantive point to the timed transcript and the original Senate video. Verify consequential details against those sources.